This morning I have a short test for you as we gather around the communion table. Can anybody tell me where the scripture is that said that Jesus didn't want to go to the cross? Well, don't tell me because it's not in there. And I want to make that distinction because of what it took for us to come to this table. Jesus said before his apostles and also on his trial, he says, "Would I run from the purpose for which I came?" Jesus understood completely his purpose, obviously. And as he allowed himself, you know, it was interesting to me that in the garden they bound him like that was going to do any good. But he allowed himself to be bound and gave men the illusion that they were triumphing over their perceived enemy. But we all know Jesus as God in the flesh could have overcome any obstacles. In fact, he said, "I could have called 12 legions of angels and they would have fought for me." But he yielded himself to the will of his Father, having completely and totally accomplished everything that God had given him to do in the 3 years of his ministry. And on that cross, he said, "It's finished." And in those words, "it's finished," everything necessary for us to have that relationship with God was complete. What remains is the invitation for us to come to him, to be a part of the gathering around this table as a body, his body, the body of Christ. As we partake of these emblems today, we see an all-in mentality. As we gather as the recipients of this, are we coming with an all-in mentality? Let's pray. Father, in the glory, in power, in holiness, you have ordained these emblems representing the body and the blood of incarnate God to remind us that each one of us can be a part of the glorious kingdom of eternity. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.